これからリスニングテストを始めます。それではリスニングテストのページを開いてください。このテストには2つのパートがあります。パート1ではカンバセーション、パート2ではモノログが流れてきます。では、パート1の説明をいたします。パート1には、問い35から問い58までの問題があります。それぞれの会話に対して、1つまたは2つの質問が流れます。会話と質問を聞き、正しいと思われるものの記号をマークしてください。会話を聞きながら、メモを取っても構いません。すべて一度しか流れませんので、注意して聞いてください。それでは始めます。
Listening Comprehension Part 1 Conversations Conversation 35
Did you check the mailbox?
Yes, I did. Why?
Was there anything for me?
No, there was nothing for you.
That's strange. My friend said he sent me a postcard a week ago.
Question 35. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 36.
Did I tell you that it snowed here last weekend?
In April? You've got to be kidding me.
It melted right away, but we still couldn't believe it.
Something is seriously wrong with our weather these days.
Question 36. Which one of the statements is correct?Conversation 37.
I'm taking a beginning Spanish class now. My teacher told me that talking to myself in Spanish could help me be more fluent.
That sounds interesting. Have you tried it much?
Only a little. She gave us some useful expressions to use in everyday situations.
Good strategy. The general rule of learning is the more you do something, the better you can do it.
Question 37. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 38.
I want to change my hairstyle. All of my friends have short hair now.
That's not true. Miki and Ayako have long hair.
Yes, but they look really good with long hair. I think that I would be much more attractive with short hair.
I don't think so. I think that my little sister looks great with long hair.
Question 38. Which one of the statements is correct?Conversation 39.
We have to talk about our presentation next week. Do you have time today?
Today is not good. Can we do it tomorrow?
Sure. What time?
I'm free after 3 in the afternoon.
I have a class until 4:20, so let's meet at 4:30 in the cafeteria.
Okay, that's fine.
Question 39. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 40.
I read that smartphone addiction is getting to be a serious problem among young people.
Oh, I saw that in the newspaper too. Do you feel addicted to your smartphone?
I think I am. I still secretly check my phone in the middle of every class. I want to stop, but I can't.
The article said to do it in small steps. Turn your phone off for a whole morning or afternoon, then a weekend. Then you can feel like you control the phone, not like the phone controls you.
Question 40. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 41.
I did some volunteer work last weekend in Tohoku. I had a great time and learned a lot.
Where did you go and what did you do? I might try it myself someday.
An NGO group gave us a tour of the tsunami-damaged area the first day. After that, we helped out with seaweed processing in a small village because they don't have enough workers.
Can you send me the name of the NGO? I want to try to go soon.
Question 41. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 42.
I just heard who's going to be teaching our English class.
Professor Johnson, right? He also teaches English literature.
No, not next year. He's going to take a year off to write a book.
Oh no, that means Professor Snyder will teach the class. She gives too much homework.
Question 42. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 43.
English is not my first language, so I think it is natural to make mistakes.
So you don't worry about mistakes at all?
Not too much. I think we should worry about communicating well first.
I want to act more like you. I'm still too afraid of making mistakes.
Question 43. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 44.
I don't think that we can win the art contest, but we have to try. Do you have any ideas?
Yes, I have a great idea. We can win if we make the biggest painting in school.
How will we do that? We don't have enough money.
No problem. We're going to use the sheets on my bed and cans of spray paint.
Question 44. Which one of the statements is correct about the man and the woman? Conversation 45.
How was Mr. Johnson's special lesson yesterday?
You didn't go? I thought you signed up for it.
I did, but I wasn't feeling well yesterday.
That's too bad. The talk was very interesting. I can show you the handout if you'd like.
Question 45. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 46.
It's freezing outside.
I know. The temperature dropped suddenly.
I should leave the car at home and take the train to work tomorrow morning.
Yes, you should. The road will become like an ice skating rink in the morning.
Question 46. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 47.
Many years ago, Shiori recorded English movies in the theater so she could study English.
That's illegal now. But watching movies with subtitles first in Japanese and then in English helps.
She does that too. She also said she used to listen to the audio recordings 1,000 times.
So that's how she got so good in English.
Question 47. Which one of the statements is correct about Shiori? Conversation 48.
Hi, do you allow pets inside the cafe?
Only if it's a service animal. The outside tables are fine, though.
Thanks. We'll sit outside then. Can I please have a menu?
Here you go. Let me know when you're ready to order.
Question 48. Which one of the statements is correct about the man? Conversation 49.
If we want to improve our English, we need more contact with it.
And the person you talk to the most in your life is yourself. So we should talk to ourselves in English.
Right. So now when I think of something, sometimes I use English in my head.
You think in English? Wow, I want to try it.
Question 49. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 50.
We only have 2 more weeks to get ready for the big game. We have to practice more.
I don't think so. We need to rest more and practice less.
Don't you want to win? If we don't work hard now, we'll lose.
Our bodies are always tired because we practice so much. We need to sleep more and eat good food.
Question 50. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 51.
What are you reading?
Oh, this is a book about slow food.
Slow food? What's that?
Well, it's the opposite of fast food. You cook food in a traditional way and with care.
Question 51. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 52.
Are you ready for the presentation in the afternoon?
Yeah, almost. I just need to print out the handout.
Good. Do you want me to take a look at it before you make copies?
That would be great. Let me turn on my computer then.
Question 52. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 53.
Did you say you were going to play tennis this weekend?
No, I'm going to Tokyo. There's a big concert by my favorite French singer.
Cool. Oh, that's right. You speak French, don't you?
Not so well, but I really like this singer.
Question 53. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 54.
Have you thought about what you'll do after graduating?
I'm studying for a teacher's license now. If I pass, I'll look for a teaching job nearby.
You don't want to move back home, do you?
No, my parents would love that, but there aren't many teaching jobs where they live.
Question 54. Which one of the statements is correct? Long conversations. Long conversation 1.
Hello, this is the Beachside Restaurant. Amy speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, I was hoping I could book a table for 4 tonight.
What time would you like a table, sir?
How about 6 o'clock?
We're booked until 7:30, I'm afraid.
In that case, make it 8 o'clock.
Your name?
Robert Davis.
We'll see you at 8 o'clock, Mr. Davis.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Question 55. How many other people will go to the restaurant with the man? Question 56. What time is the man's reservation for? Long conversation 2.
Have you already decided which courses you're going to take this fall term?
Not yet, but I have to take American History to graduate next year.
You know that Professor Smith teaches that in the fall, and Professor Lee teaches it in the spring, right?
Oh, I should definitely wait until the spring then.
Why?
I couldn't stay awake in Professor Smith's class last term.
Do you think he noticed?
Well, The other students told me I snored pretty loudly.
You need to drink more coffee before class.
Question 57. Who fell asleep in class last term? Question 58. What will the man do in the fall?
それでは。リスニングテストのパート2を始めます。パート2では3つのモノログが流れます。パート2には問い59から問い64までの問題があります。それぞれのモノログに対して2つの質問が流れます。メモを取りながら聞いて正しいと思われるものの記号をマークしてください。すべて一度しか流れませんので、注意して聞いてください。それでは始めます。
Part 2 Monologues Monologue 1
I'd like to give you some basic information about our library. It is located on the first floor of building number 7. The library is open from 9 a.m. to 7:50 p.m.Monday through Friday, and from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturdays. It is closed on Sundays and holidays. Undergraduates can borrow up to 10 books at one time and keep them out for 14 days. You can renew a book once for an additional 14 days as long as no other user has put in a reservation for the book.You can search for books and journals using the library's online catalog. If the book you are looking for has been checked out by some other user, this will be indicated on the book's information page. You can make a reservation for the book by clicking on the Reserve button, also found on the book's information page. If you have any books after the due date, we will send you a reminder by email. You cannot borrow...any more books until you have returned the late items. If you want to borrow a book, bring it and your student ID card to the circulation desk. The circulation desk is also where you can return books after you have finished using them. If the library is closed, you can return books to the book drop box in front of the library.
Question 59.When is the library open on Wednesdays? Question 60. Which one of the statements is correct?Monologue 2.
Frank Warren collects secrets right here at his home in suburban Maryland in the United States. The mail comes, normally, between 12 and 2 in the afternoon. Frank walks down his driveway to what is easily the most famous mailbox in all of Germantown, Maryland. Frank's gotten over 500,000 postcards, each with a secret written right on it.It's pretty simple how the postcards get here. Frank asks people to send them publicly, using his home address. And then he scans them and shares them on a blog that you may have heard about. It's called Post Secret. And every single day, more postcards arrive. Yeah, every day. Every day there's mail. And the secrets can take Frank on this emotional journey. Sometimes he doesn't know what to prepare for when he opens up the mailbox. Some secrets make him laugh. Some get him emotional. Some remind him of other secrets or maybe a family member. A lot of the postcards look homemade. They have cut out letters and tape and old family photos and tracings and drawings and handwriting of all kinds. And the only thing they have in common is that they're all anonymous. And Frank reads every single one of the secrets.
Question 61. Which one of the statements is correct? Question 62. Which one of the statements is correct? Monologue 3.
A new study claims that regular coffee drinkers may live longer than those who do not drink coffee. Researchers say there is growing evidence that coffee is good for the health. It makes you live longer. It also reduces the risk of heart disease, diabetes, and other life-threatening illnesses. The study looked at the coffee drinking habits of over 200,000 people who drink between 1 and 5 cups of coffee a day. The head researcher, Dr. Frank Johnson, said, "This study provides further evidence that moderate amounts of coffee daily may increase health benefits by reducing early death due to several diseases." Scientists have long been working hard to find out what is in coffee that makes it good for the health. A number of reports in the past have shown the good effects it can have on the body. Dr. Johnson said it was still not clear precisely how coffee works together with the body for the good effects. He said, "Coffee is a complex beverage. It's very difficult to find out which component of coffee is related to which benefit." They also pointed out that while coffee seems to have health benefits, drinking it with other ingredients, such as cream, sugar, and certain types of sweeteners, may reduce the benefits.
Question 63. Which one of the following is true about the study mentioned in the monologue? Question 64. Which one of the following is true according to the monologue?
これでリスニングテストを終わります。筆記用具を置いて試験官の指示に従ってください。